100, request of Montserrat Shepherd and Susan Stringer to address council regarding development on Northeast Russell and Northeast 7th.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Susan Stringer, and this is Montserrat Shepherd. We are part of the Committee for Demand Redesign, concerned neighbors asking for responsible development in the Elliott neighborhood. We are representing more than 1,300 supporters in Elliott and surrounding communities who are here today to address the lot at 2603 Northeast 7th Avenue and the impact on traffic, parking, and the development's excessive density. Dan Neal of Paradigm Properties is proposing a six-story, 62-unit apartment building. The neighborhood around 7th and Russell is a residential community with mostly single-family homes, some two- to three-story apartment complexes, and a few one-story commercial buildings. We strongly feel that the proposed development does not fit the neighborhood and are deeply concerned about the impact it will have on 7th Avenue. On parking, because the proposed underground garage will have 42 parking spaces and there will be overflow. On traffic, adding hundreds more daily trips. On safety, since 7th is a narrow street used daily by hundreds of cyclists and pedestrians. This will only worsen existing conditions for the children who cross daily without any visible crosswalk at Brzee Street to attend Irvington School. In addition, the building's parking garage will have a single entrance on 7th, which will create a dangerous pinch point where cars, cyclists, and pedestrians will converge on an already congested street. It is important to note that prior to Mr. Neal's proposal, the Elliott Neighborhood Association had requested the lot be downzoned, and according to the Portland Comprehensive Plan, the zoning is proposed to change from high density to medium density, limiting the height to 45 feet. 7th has also been proposed as a neighborhood greenway. The city defines greenways as streets with low traffic volume and speed, where bicycles, pedestrians, and neighbors are given priority. We do not believe that 7th is currently a low volume street, and that will not improve with the proposed development. Here are some important traffic statistics from the current traffic studies. South of Knott, where the lot is located, car counts are 71% higher than north of Knott, where speed bumps are already in place. Traffic speeds are more than 10 miles per hour over the posted 25 mile per hour speed limit. In contrast, north of Knott, the average speed does not exceed 25 miles per hour. It seems obvious that speed bumps on 7th north of Knott have effectively impacted traffic speeds. There are also infrastructure concerns. The zoning of this lot, an abandoned gas station, was changed when the Albina plan was adopted. When this zoning change occurred from commercial to high density back in 1990, were the existing ancient clay and brick sewer lines taken into account? Furthermore, 7th Avenue is not within the density corridor of Williams, MLK, and Lloyd Center, where 80% of the increased density is expected, making this development even more out of line. In closing, we would like to ask that the city require the developer to adhere to a height of no more than 45 feet, which would mitigate the amount of congestion, to install speed bumps on 7th and Russell to decrease vehicle speed, and to paint a zebra crosswalk across 7th at Brzee to protect our neighbors and our children. We are here appealing to our elected officials' good judgment and common sense. Will this zoning anomaly and its repercussions be a part of your legacy? Thank you again for allowing us the time to voice our concerns and for considering our requests.
Thank you very much. Where is this project in the permit process right now?
I think he's going to apply for the permit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have it yet.
Hasn't started yet?
He demolished the building,
mm-hmm.
and he's proposed that you have the picture. That's all we have.
So his building plans have not been presented to the city yet.
Sure, yeah.
So we're hoping to be able to get something, you know, maybe changed before that process starts.
And is there an active negotiation underway between the neighborhood association and the applicant at this point?
We've been talking to him. Unfortunately, he's still set with the six-story building, and we believe that such a tall building in that location is just not It doesn't fit the neighborhood, and it's not going to bring anything good. And in, and again, we're like in the middle of all these Williams and Fremont and Lloyd Center, so mm-hmm. the density is just going to change. And if we have that, it's just not going to help us at all. So
it's a building that if you imagine, you know, like a building that's in the Pearl District sitting next to single-family homes, you know, that are two-story single-family homes, it really, on MLK, it would make total sense. But in the middle, just like drag and dropped right in the middle of a neighborhood, it's just, and the point that it's at, it's on a small street. And so, you know, if you, the building is not, there's three-story condos next to it, and which go about a half a block, and then here's this building. And already the traffic at 5 o'clock backs up from Knott past like four blocks down to almost Tillamook. You got people trying to get in there and out of there in that one, you know, garage space, you know, the parking. I just, it's going to be insane.
Well, we appreciate you calling this to our attention here this
thank
morning.
You.
So thank you. Next
thank
Friday.
You. Please refer to all of, we gave you all the traffic data and the all of the signatures from our change.org petition with comments, and also the comments from the Portland comp plan.
So according to the state land use regulations, we're not allowed to change the rules in the middle of an application. So the mayor's question is as to whether the permit has been put in. Even if it hasn't yet, it would be, we have, there's the state mandated steps for us to require things. Now possibly the mayor could in response to your concern have a word with the developer and see if they mm-hmm. can negotiate something. Your other concerns regarding traffic, as part of the permit review, there is an extensive traffic study done, and you know the requests for a zebra crossing or other mm-hmm. mitigation might be required by the Transportation Bureau. So those are things that we as neighbors can affect.
Mm-hmm.
The overall regulation for what they're allowed to do. I mean, you point out helpfully that there's discussions in the comprehensive plan to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, you're drawing attention to let's change it for the other nearby lots so that this doesn't happen again. It's. I appreciate the mayor asking you to talk with the developer and that you're working with them and with the neighborhood association mm-hmm. because often it is encouragement rather than us being able to actually require that they lower the height
right.
and the density.
Well, and I think some encouragement may help. I mean, he knows that we're coming to speak, and he actually contacted us saying, oh, you know, I it's a shame you have to go do that. So there's something that, you know, he's, I think, still considering, you know, and I think with, you know, a conversation with you, Mr. Hales, would be probably very helpful. He said that he was willing to put in traffic calming measures, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he can't do that without having a traffic study to show that, or can he just say he will do that and pay for those speed bumps and crosswalk?
I think that PBOT will have to be involved one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But I will talk to staff and
yeah.
follow up on this. But.
Since October, he said a traffic study is coming, and we haven't seen anything yet. So
yeah.
I don't know if he's really doing it or not, but that's, you know, we would love to see that because the past studies, and that, you know, was a year, more than a year ago, and it's just gotten worse.
Well, we will follow up with you. I appreciate
you.
One, getting organized, and two, calling this to our attention so that what authority we do have, we'll have the opportunity to exercise it, whether it's persuasion authority or legal authority.
Mm-hmm.
So we do appreciate you getting organized and, again, being ready for that kind of negotiation, assuming that the developer on the other side of the table is willing to negotiate, which sometimes isn't the case, but sounds like it might be in this instance. So that's good. So we at least have a few things to work with, and we, again, appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate the time.